The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy.
Yeah. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Motherfucking mini-episode. Mini-episode. Motherfucking mini-episode.
Bang, 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 skeet, skeet, skeet. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another phenomenal episode of My Mama Told Me, the podcast where we dive deep, deep into the pockets of Black conspiracy theories, and we finally work to prove the theories that you, the listener, have at home. It's your time to shine, baby. You get to shine by listening to me talk for roughly 15 to 20 minutes, or until I get tired. It's usually in that span. After a while, the lisp really sounds precise in my ears in a way that's unsettling for me. I took speech classes for an entire year, fourth grade. Me and three other kids would get pulled out of English class and taken down to a much smaller, much more shameful classroom where they would make us play games and they would give us candy every time we S's out of our stupid mouths. It was a journey each time trying to explain to my classmates where I was going and not exposing myself as a mush mouth idiot. And it never worked. They knew. They always knew. And they say, here he comes. Old Snagglepuss. He's back from his speech courses. And I had the best. You know what was funny about it is I actually had the best speech impediment in the entire class. Like, everybody else had it way worse. They had that weird R thing that babies have, and apparently you can keep having well into adulthood. But I was out there thriving, so I won all the games, and I was a big champion of the speech classes, but not a champion amongst my regular peers. No, sorry, Bob. They didn't respect me at all. But that's neither here nor there. I don't know why I brought that up. This isn't what the episode is about at all. It has literally nothing to do with today's episode. Once again, we're going to be taking submissions from our dear listeners. And this one actually comes from a person who I can't, his name is President Cheeto. That's the name that was offered up to me. Now, I'm not sure if that the implication is that he is, in fact, the president of the Cheeto company, or if he is merely making a slight at our former president. Great president. Maybe the best president we've ever had. What if this is when I revealed that I was a Trump supporter this entire time? That'd be pretty cool. What a fun journey that would have been, and a weird turn for all of you who have committed to downloading this every week, you fucking idiots. That's right. He's cool, and I think his body is hot, and I like when he plays golf in the middle of horrifying moments in the country. It encourages me. Gotcha. All right. Anyway, I'm going to play this recording from President Cheeto, and we'll talk about it afterwards. It's a fun one.
Hey, Langston. Love the podcast. Had a conspiracy theory for you. After World War II, the U.S. scooped up all the Nazi scientists. Look up Operation Paperclip. And one of the scientists is actually connected to Lyme disease, which, you know, has affected my family. So, anyway, Love the podcast. Thought it was a worthy white conspiracy theory to follow up on. Love the podcast so much. Make me laugh so hard. Keep up the great work. Bye.
All right. Well, first of all, President Cheeto, I don't like open-ended assignments. I don't care for that one bit. You come to me and you say, look up Operation Paperclip. You don't even tell me what I meant to walk away with from this. This is a black conspiracy theory podcast. And here you come with some white bullshit that I don't know what to do with. And furthermore, Lyme disease, it affected your family. Tell me how, President Cheeto. I want to know who among you gets sleepy at weird hours in the day because of their terrible Lyme disease. Yeah, I'm joking. Obviously, I'm very happy that you sent this to me. I did have some trouble figuring out exactly where this connects in the My Mama Told Me verse, if that makes sense, in this whole sort of multiverse of black shit that I was digging into. But it turns out that there actually is a bit of a connection. So for those that aren't aware of what Operation Paperclip is, I'll break it down. Basically, Operation Paperclip was the CIA mission in the wake of World War II to salvage the greatest minds, quote unquote, greatest minds of Nazi Germany and bring them to the U.S. in order to better prepare themselves for the pending battle with the Soviet Union in the Cold War. It's a very real thing that happened. A bunch of CIA operatives made it possible for German scientists to come to the U.S. and work on science here under the guise of just being scientists without revealing that they actually were scientists for fucking Hitler. It's a big deal. And at the time, President Truman didn't even approve the shit. He wasn't a fan. He had this weird thing where he like believed that Nazis were bad and shouldn't get the chance to like rebuild their lives. I don't know. The guy was a weirdo. But that said, President Truman didn't dig it. And the CIA was actually developed. It was established for the sole purpose of moving behind his back. The CIA basically was created as a way of being able to do international shit for the U.S. without having to get presidential approval, and it was developed, established in 1947, obviously 2 years after World War II ended. So all those people, and this is an important note for us to really get this conversation started, all those people who pretend like, oh my God, I can't believe that we are protecting Nazis. I can't believe that Nazis exist in this country. It's important for you to understand that we've always protected Nazis. We've always been real big fans of Nazis. This isn't a new thing. This new version of Nazi where they're kind of sexy and bad bodied but have cool haircuts, that's just new. That's just, baby, that's new Coke. That is new Coke as far as I'm concerned, because we've been drinking that poison for a long time.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together. We'll cry together and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who hasn't heard names like Achilles or Odysseus, Cassandra, Medusa? But how much do you know about them from the ancient world? Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the podcast bringing the ancient sources to life. Greek myth and history is timeless, and unless you've been living under a rock, you have seen just how true that is today. But there is so much more to these characters and stories than what pop culture can do justice. I'm Liv Albert, the host of Let's Talk About Myths, Baby, and every week I bring you stories from the ancient world, both mythological and historical, to breathe new life into these thousands of years old stories. I'm also regularly joined by some of the most brilliant names in the field of archaeology and ancient history, authors of your favorite retellings from today, and everyone in between. Join me as I dive into the wild world of the ancient Greeks and their stories. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, Langston, I'm glad you brought up New Coke. Why is that, Langston? Because it actually connects to where this becomes not just a international conspiracy theory, not just a conspiracy theory on a larger scale, but a conspiracy theory that affects Black people. And it actually, this connection comes from a completely different submission that I received from a person named Mitchell. Mitchell sent me a message very recently. I won't say when. That's me and Mitchell's business when I got it. But the important part is Mitchell sent me a message about something relating to this theory of Operation Paperclip. It's loosely related. But Mitchell, after he says a bunch of glowing things about how great the podcast is and how my voice sounds like it's perfect for whispering in a nice lady's ear and making love to her, he says a lot of glowing things. But then afterwards, Mitchell says Fanta soda was invented by the Nazis. So during World War II, there were a bunch of blockades and such around Germany to the point where the people couldn't get any outside goods brought into the country. The branch of Coca-Cola in Germany started running out of the ingredients needed to make the normal Coke drinks. So to keep money running and their Nazi overlords happy, the Nazi Coke makers decided to make a new soda that would make all the blonde people smile and go, "Oh yeah, Mitchell, you're a beautiful writer." So they threw a bunch of stuff together and then the original Fanta soda was made. Then after the war, and once Germany was no longer being such dicks, that's up for grabs. The Coca-Cola company was looking at each other like, damn, this Fanta soda is some good shit. So they decided, let's start selling this around the world and just pretend it wasn't made by a bunch of racist white dudes trying to please a guy who looked exactly like the people claimed to hate so much. Hope y'all can figure out a way to talk this out. Love the show. And just to reiterate, Fanta was made by racists for racists. But you can drink it if you need something cold and refreshing, especially the orange soda, because whose orange soda is better? Sunkist? Fuck that shit. Anyway, this is Mitchell telling us that Fanta was created by Nazis, and as it turns out, Mitchell is fucking right. I did my research. I looked it up. And Nazis are responsible for creating a lot of cool shit. Nazis, they made a bunch of weird missiles that could track people and murder stuff. They had indestructible tanks. They had something called a super gun, which is very scary. Regular guns scare me, but super guns? God damn. They take their glasses off and you don't even recognize them when they're flying around shooting stuff. The VW Beetle was invented by Hitler. Hugo Boss designed the Nazi uniforms, and most essential to this conversation, the Nazis invented Fanta. In the middle of the war, the U.S. decided it could no longer trade with Germany because that seemed like some fuck shit. And instead, the Coca-Cola developers over in Germany were like, hey, we ain't trying to go broke, so we're going to work with Germany and we are going to instead develop our own drink, a new drink in German territory. And technically, The original Fanta was meant to be fruit flavored, but because of limited wartime resources, they had to use real weird fucked up ingredients like leftover apple fibers and mash from cider presses and a cheese byproduct called whey. None of it was meant to taste good, or at least I guess it was meant to taste good, but none of it probably tastes good. It probably tastes like liquid ass, if I were to guess. I don't know what ass, you know, that's not true. I know what ass tastes like, but I don't know what liquid ass tastes like. I've only had ass in the solid form, but this probably tastes like liquid ass, and that seems worse somehow. That said, a biographer named Mark Pendergrast, not Pendergrast, he's not related to Teddy. Mark Pendergrast actually described Fanta as being made from the leftovers of the leftovers. So it was not good in the beginning. But Coca-Cola persisted. They kept selling this Fanta. They kept working with Nazi Germany. And Coca-Cola, they were some big supporters of the Nazis, so much so that they actually were the major sponsor of the 1936 Berlin Olympics, where they produced Coke bottles with a swastika printed on the fucking bottle. They loved Hitler. They were big fans of Hitler. Now, here's where I start to connect things back to Black people, because Black people love Fanta. That's just a fact. We love Fanta. We love fruit drinks in general. That's sort of our thing. And part of the reason that we love these drinks is not because of some inherent thing, you pieces of shit. Don't you go around spreading some new conspiracy theory that our tongues are shaped in a certain way where the bubbles of a fruit drink pop and make us, it hypnotizes us with its deliciousness. Fuck you. That's not the way that this works. Part of the reason that these fruit drinks live in Black communities so much is because of the way that they are marketed. They're marketed specifically towards minorities. If you've ever seen a Fanta commercial, it ain't nothing but a thick Black lady dancing on a beach somewhere. So you goddamn right I like Fanta. I'm horny and I want something refreshing. Those two things combined make it an unstoppable, delicious combination. But Fanta wasn't developed with good intentions, right? They weren't making Fanta with like healthy considerations in mind. They were making Fanta with leftover shit. It literally was described as leftovers. So the reality is that these products were being made at the possibility that the Nazis were going to win the war. Coke was basically playing both sides. If the Nazis win, we got a drink over here. If the Nazis lose, we throw Fanta away. But Fanta ended up being something that they were willing to keep and continue to sell. And then when the Nazis lost the war, Fanta went from being a Nazi substitute to nigga juice. You see that? You see the math that I'm doing here, folks? It went from being something for the people who couldn't have anything in one location to the people they don't give a fuck in a completely different location. So despite years and years of technological innovation, these products remain mostly as the poison that they were to whoever will drink it and to whoever they can market it to, because this country, in particular, the U.S., has and will always be more interested in making money and ensuring its own advancements well before it does anything to ensure the survival of its citizens, particularly its Black ones. So Operation Paperclip, in my mind, is just a starting point for the poisoning of the Black community via Fanta, and a bunch of thick ladies who promote it. That's it. That's all I know about Fanta and its terrible Nazi history and Operation Paperclip. So thank you, Mitchell, and thank you, President Cheeto, for your submissions. And if anybody at home is sitting and thinking to themselves, God damn, I would like to submit. You can, you piece of shit. All you have to do is email us at mymamapod@gmail.com. And I would love to hear your voice. Let me hear that sweet voice at home. Let me hear the sultry sounds of you telling me what you want me to research and then talk about for 15 to 20 minutes tops. That's where I tap out. But please send me messages. I'm tired of reading your emails. They're stupid. You don't write well. You're not as good of a writer as Mitchell. Let me hear your voice. Anyway, send us messages at mymamapod@gmail.com. And more importantly, like and subscribe and comment on the podcast, on Apple Podcasts, so that we can make it to the top tier of people saying nice things and or mean things about our podcast. Anyway, I've talked enough. Bye.
Motherfucking mini episode. Mini episode. Motherfucking mini episode. Motherfucking mini episode. Mini episode. Motherfucking mini episode.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy. Yeah. Right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.